Start selling on Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/CNN for a $1 per month trial.
Hello from CNN, I'm Taylor Galgano with the five things you need to know for Monday, April 29th. Pro-Palestine protests continue across college campuses in the U.S. and abroad. And a key moment at Columbia University today, where the protests first began. Columbia said students will be suspended if they don't vacate the encampment protests by 2 p.m. Eastern Time, identify themselves to a university official, and commit to abiding by the school's policies. But the 2 p.m. deadline has passed, and it appears as though protesters aren't going anywhere. The school said it was unable to come to an agreement with student organizers, who wanted the university to divest in companies with links to Israel. CNN spoke to Teji Vijay Kumar, the president of Columbia's College Student Council and a former intern with CNN's parent company, Warner Bros. Discovery.
It's hard to foster discourse when, say, you're not given a platform as students. So when students for Justice in Palestine were suspended and Jewish Voices for Peace were also suspended, like, it kind of took away an avenue for students to really voice their beliefs.
Now, while some are angry at Columbia's crackdown on protesters, others feel Columbia isn't doing enough to stop them. A Jewish student in her second year filed a lawsuit today alleging that Columbia is failing to provide a safe learning environment for Jewish students. This while 21 House Democrats wrote a letter to Columbia's Board of Trustees today demanding they disband the encampment or step down. As the pro-Palestine protests continue, Hamas is considering a new proposal for a ceasefire in Gaza and the release of more Israeli hostages. The new framework, proposed by Egypt, is laid out in two phases. The first calls for Hamas to release as many as 33 hostages in exchange for a pause in hostilities in Gaza and the release of Palestinian prisoners. The second phase is what sources describe as the restoration of sustainable calm, during which the remaining hostages would be exchanged for more Palestinian prisoners. A diplomatic source familiar with the talks said the reference to sustainable calm was, quote, a way to agree to a permanent ceasefire without calling it that. Israel helped craft the deal, but hasn't fully agreed to it. Egypt's foreign minister, Sama Shoukry, called for both sides to accept the proposal.
So we are hopeful. The proposal has taken into account the positions of both sides, has tried to extract moderation from both sides, and we are waiting to have a final decision.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken, who is in Saudi Arabia, said the ceasefire proposal is, quote, extraordinarily generous on the part of Israel. Ministers from the G7 nations have announced plans to shut down all coal plants in their countries by 2035 at the latest. The G7 consists of Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, the United Kingdom, and the United States, with the European Union as a member with special status. Around 16% of the coalition's electricity comes from coal, which is the most carbon-intensive of fossil fuels. A UK minister called the plan a breakthrough that could influence other countries to do the same. The Supreme Court has agreed to hear the case of a former commercial truck driver who was fired after a failed drug test. Douglas Horn says it was caused by a CBD elixir advertised to contain no THC, the psychoactive ingredient in marijuana. He said he had never used marijuana, but came across an advertisement for a new, quote, CBD-rich medicine in 2012 after a serious accident. He filed suit against the maker of the product in 2015, alleging that they and others involved violated the Controlled Substances Act. Coming up, a free Britney Spears.
Shopify's taking the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point-of-sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/CNN. Start selling on Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/CNN for a $1 per month trial.
Hey, welcome back. Pop icon Britney Spears has reached a settlement with her estranged father that officially ends the conservatorship that gave him control of her life. The conservatorship was terminated in 2021 after Spears gave explosive testimony pleading for the judge to free her from the court-ordered arrangement. She called it abusive and said she was not allowed to get married or have a baby, among other things. The terms of the settlement were not disclosed by attorneys for Spears and her father, who confirmed the settlement to CNN. And that's a wrap. I'll be back with more news at 6 p.m. Eastern Time.